soaps and related compounds, due to their detergent properties, are also effective in the mechanical cleansing of hands. Soap lather permits water to penetrate the skin pores and wash away dirt and other foreign matter.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And just a little PSA, for the love of God, please wash your hands. Stop being cochinos. But anyway, this week I wanted to revisit women in the music industry, not only because they are insanely talented, but also because they are so underappreciated, in my opinion. They not only created amazing music, but they fought for their spot in the music industry. These women had to become rule-breaking outlaws in that industry in order to make a name for themselves. And one of those unforgettable outlaw women was the rare gem, Barbara Lynn. She was a left-handed musician that wrote quite a bit of her own material, and she even formed her own band in middle school called Bobby Lynn and the Idols, where she won quite a few talent shows and she played a few teen dances. And she did not let herself be limited by her young age. So the underage Lynn played at clubs and at juke joints. And it was her determination and dedication to music that ultimately led her to the producer, the Crazy Cajun, where, with her parents' consent, she went to New Orleans to record. And then just pretty much right off the bat in 1962, her song You'll Lose a Good Thing became a national hit, where it reached top 10 and number one on the R&B hits. And she continued to record with Jamie Label, where she produced the follow-up hits such as You're Gonna Need Me, Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going On, the latter being covered by the Rolling Stones. And so here's to the rare gems in music history that broke the rules in order to pour their heart and soul into what they loved. Enjoy, guys.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chuba, chuba, my baby. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, my, so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Chibop, chibop,
my baby.
Chibop,
chibop, my baby.
Oh, if you're not gonna stay, please don't tease me like you did before, because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop,
oh,
my baby. Chibop, chibop,
oh,
my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby.
I'm so happy,
my baby. Chibop,
chibop, my baby.
There's just something so incredibly alluring to outlaws. I don't know why. It's just, I love them. And one particular outlaw that I absolutely adore is Timmy Euro. She was this powerhouse soul singer. And as rumor would have it, her nanny would sneak her into legendary jazz clubs where she saw singers such as Dinah Washington and Mildred Bailey perform. And it wasn't until the mid-50s that she began performing at nightclubs. And although her parents absolutely disapproved of this activity, she continued doing so. And it was ultimately her performances that saved her family's eatery from being bankrupt. So take that, Mom and Dad. And then she was soon discovered by Liberty Records, and it was at this record label where they tried to pin her as this sweet singer. But she hated the material that they gave her, and she was frustrated with the lightweight demos. And so she crashed a record label board meeting in 1961, demanding more appropriate material for her commanding and beautiful mature voice. And after crashing this meeting, she would soon record the song Hurt in June of 1961. And lesson learned out of all this? Sometimes you need to break the rules in order to make your voice heard.
Back again. I'm packing my truck, my suitcase. spring a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time. Long as roses bloom in May, wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you'll love and live for till the end.
So what can we take away from this week's show is sometimes we need to bend and break rules in order to get anywhere in life. So that's it for this week's episode. I just want to say thank you guys so much for all the support. I am beyond humbled. As always, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Till next week.